from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, IHOP hotline's open for you at 869-1240. This is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you on a Tuesday. We're talking Chiefs. Begin training camp today. Rookies, quarterbacks report. I'm going to give you four things to watch for in training camp. Otherwise, I think it'll be pretty much business as usual. And you could tell me if I'm missing anything. I think left tackle is first and foremost. I think Xavier Worthy is certainly specifically something to watch. The second corner, who steps up behind Trent McDuffie, and Felix Anudike Uzama. Can he step up with his high draft capital and be a contributing starter on this team? This would be about the four things I'd look for. Otherwise, stay healthy, right? And just implement all the new things with the new gadgets and toys that they have on offense. But I think that's all standard. I think those other four specific things will be about the only needle movers for me.
I totally am on board with all of that. I mean, I think that really the major thing, I mean, you mentioned left tackle. You mentioned Xavier Worthy. I would expand that to just say, how is the deep ball worked back into the Kansas City Chiefs offense now that you've got Hollywood Brown? And then obviously with what Xavier Worthy brings to the table and, his yards after catch and, all of the different skills that he brings, I would kind of expand upon that a little bit. Absolutely, the secondary after Trent McDuffie, what that looks like. And then you say Felix Anudike Uzama, I would maybe swap that out. I'm not as concerned about that necessarily as my number four. I would put what they're going to do with reinforcements at the running back position. That would be my number four. And then FAU, can he develop into a starting outside linebacker for the Chiefs? I would put that after that. I mean, I think it'd still probably be in the top five of what I'm looking for, but I would definitely go running back over Felix Anudike Uzama.
Well, wait, I mean, don't you think they still see him as a bookend defensive end? You think they have him as an outside linebacker?
Well, no, that's what I misspoke. As a defensive end, not as an outside linebacker.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, there was that thought of him coming out that maybe he could play that position.
Right.
I do think it's important. That's a high draft
I think it's
pick.
Important too. I would rather see what their reinforcements are going to look like from a running back position perspective than what they're going to do with Felix Anudike Uzama, because we already know what they're going to do with him.
Well, but I think him being good will be far more impactful to the team than the backup running back being good. I do think, and I don't think this about every team, so I am not on board with the running backs don't have value. I think they have tremendous value depending on what the team is. I think it's less important for the Chiefs now. They basically need a running back who can catch passes and not fumble the ball in the fourth quarter.
Right.
That's what they need a running back for. I mean, that's it. That's what they've got to have. You don't fumble the ball, and you catch passes when you need to. because Isaiah Pacheco is going to take care of the late work for you. Who can spell him? Who can keep him to about 15 carries a game, right? And let him be your closer. Because I do think they'll throw it more this year. Why wouldn't they? Right? The roster tells you they should, at least while you have Brown, Worthy, Rice, Tony, Sky Moore, Travis Kelce, maybe the rookie tight end, maybe Clyde Edwards. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous, the number of pass catchers they have now. You need three of those guys to be good. And Patrick Mahomes will have games where he probably has eight or nine different guys catch passes. I don't think they need to run the ball as much this year as they did last year. I don't think it's like as big a need, because I think you can trust the passing game just a little bit more. Patrick Mahomes will put up big, big, big numbers this year. I think Travis Kelce might too. I can't decide on that. Can't decide if I want to make that call yet. But Patrick Mahomes will. Patrick Mahomes will have, let me just pull it up. Let me just pull up real quick his numbers from the past couple of years. Because I think his I think his numbers this year will be the best they have been. What year would that be? In 22, I mean, he had ridiculous numbers in 22. So I probably shouldn't say he'll be better than 22. But if we're looking back, you know, that first year, 50 touchdowns, then 26, then 38, 37, 41, then just 27 last year. I'll bet he's north of 40 again, and I'll put him at least 4,800 yards. I bet he's. How would I even predict this? Let's say he goes 4,900 yards and 45 touchdowns, and fewer interceptions, like 10 interceptions. I just think his numbers are going way up this year, so I don't think the running back room needs to be as much as they needed it to be last year, because they just couldn't find their groove in the pass game. That seem fair?
Yeah, I'm not. That's not the reason why I would focus on that. And again, remember, I'm not saying that's the number one focus in training camp. I've got it as like my number five priority, or number four priority to look at, under some of the other big things that we've talked about already. But it's not that I feel like they're going to need to lean on the running game more than last year, and that's why the focus should be on that. It's because the two guys that they have at the top of the depth chart are probably going to get injured at one point or another this season.
It's if they get injured at the same time.
Right, and you know that's the way that Isaiah Pacheco runs. We know that. That's well documented. It's prone to injury. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been injured a lot in his career. As an NFL running back. And so you just know the shelf life of these running backs and the way that it typically works. And I was surprised, and I think you were too, that the Chiefs re-signed Clyde Edwards-Helaire instead of letting him walk. They brought him back. So at that point, it's like, okay, you definitely, I think, feel like he can have a solid role. He can be a key contributor, at least in the running game, for Kansas City this year. But I'm not sure that you can just go into the season feeling comfortable with, all right, we've got Pacheco and CEH, and that's it. And we'll be fine for 17 games in the regular season and then through the playoffs. I think you've got to try to at least establish what are some other options that we might have behind them.
Don't you think, though, that bringing Clyde Edwards-Helaire back should tell us something about what they think about that room? I think they just, like, they basically, here's how I imagine they see that room. Don't screw it up is kind of it, right? Like, just don't screw this up, right? Don't try to do too, like, they know exactly what Clyde Edwards-Helaire is, which is probably why they were like, you know what, let's just bring him back. We know what he is. We know what we need. He can give us that. Like, he's not going to wow us, but he's not going to screw things up. I don't know. I feel like they are.
I think it's a little, it might be a little bit of that, but I also think a little bit of it is, we gave a first round draft pick to get you. And so we want to try to do everything in our power to get as much life out of you as we possibly can. I'm not convinced that there would have been much of a market for CEH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Outside of the Chiefs. Somebody maybe would have brought him in to be a backup guy or a change of pace.
There wouldn't have been a market for him.
They could have easily just cut him. And he might have been out of football, honestly.
Well, they didn't have to cut him. They brought him back.
Cut him loose. Like, they could have been like, we're not going to re-sign you. Yeah, we're not going to re-sign you. And he probably would have been out. I believe that. I don't know if it's more of, hey, don't screw it up, as, man, we invested quite a bit to get you.
I don't think they care because they're going for their third straight Super Bowl. I don't think they have to defend themselves anymore.
I don't think it's an external defending of it. I think it's more of like an internal, like, shoot, we got to make sure we get our money's worth out of that draft pick.
And in fairness to that pick, which was a bad pick, they – like, for as much as the value of that pick has not worked, they've at least equaled that in how much value they've gotten out of Isaiah Pacheco, right? Like, there's been the yin and the yang on that particular thing. I think he knows it. They knew they didn't have to pay a bunch of money for him, and I just don't think they'll value the position and lean into it as much as they did a year ago. I think they're going to redesign things a little bit, and they're going to throw it more. I think they're absolutely going to throw it more. Think about it. You have now, and you know what else we haven't really thought about, but is very likely coming, is how they use Kadarius Toney, right? Like, how do you utilize the guy that they still will tell you is one of the more electric after-the-catch guys, which that's not just the Chiefs being stubborn. Like, he's always been thought of that way. But they've got the ability to use him in a different way to limit his mistakes too, right? Imagine things like the don't line up offsides play, right? Like, what can you do to utilize his skill set? I would say Sky Moore, the ship maybe has sailed to some degree. He's a nice depth piece. But Kadarius Toney probably still has some value somewhere. He doesn't have to be your... What does he need? Like, you're looking at, he's going to be behind the depth
receiver,
chart.
Maybe?
Right. He's going to be behind the depth chart just at receiver behind Rice, Brown, Worthy. Just at receiver. Then if you're talking about pass catching options, he's going to be behind those guys and Kelsey and maybe a rookie tight end and your running back.
Don't forget, they also brought back Mecole Hardman. So, I mean.
He is a gadget player.
I would almost put Hardman above Toney on the depth chart.
I just think Tony's a whole lot better. So, but he,
I think
but Tony he
has is a
made,
lot more athletic. I don't know if I want to say Tony's a lot better.
You know what I mean. Tony's upside is far higher. We'll call it that.
And downside is probably far lower.
It's way lower. Although Hardman has some downside there too. Hardman, I think, is there for his return ability, and maybe that's where Tony's value comes. I don't know if he can be a kick returner as much as a punt returner, but I'd sure try. That's where I'd use him first and foremost. That's another thing about this too. We got to get Mitch back on. We owe Mitch another conversation on that, especially now with training camp, about what he has seen in the kicking game. Because as we were ending our conversation with him last week, he was like blown away by how impactful this is going to be. and how the Chiefs are attacking it, like major, major impacts back to the way it used to be, which is why I think the NFL is doing the right thing here. And that's not ever seeing this thing play out in real time. I can't wait to see it, but I would love for the return game to be a bigger part of football. It's the most exciting play in football. There's nothing more exciting than punt or kick returns for touchdowns. That's what made primetime. That's what made Dante Hall, Devin Hester, like some of the all-time legendary exciting players, just because they were great return men. So I'm glad that's coming back too. Maybe Tony helps you there. I think Hardman certainly will try to. But the point of all of that is, think about how far down the depth chart now your second and third receivers from last year going into the year are. I mean, they are way down. And really, that might have been your first and second receiver last year going into the season. They didn't know Rashee Rice was going to be as good as he was. You probably looked at Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney as your starters. Those guys are now
I think you
your,
did. I mean, you looked they,
at worst, they're your fourth and fifth just receivers.
If memory serves, and I don't know, I'd have to go back and look and see, you know, what the early, like, training camp,
snap counts,
you know, snap counts and even depth chart that the Chiefs put out, what it looked like.
Right.
Wasn't it like MVS, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore? Like, what? I think that was one, two, and three.
I mean, it certainly wasn't Rashee Rice yet.
No.
I can't get over how much better I think that group is going to be this year. They're going to sling the rock. Fantasy football players, Tommy, close your ears because we're in the same league. If Mahomes slips at all this year because everyone's a running quarterback, take Mahomes. Like, to me, last year he was obviously overdrafted. He didn't deliver on that. Let him fall and then swoop him up, because I think his numbers are going to be stupid again this year. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. We'll come back. We'll talk a little more Royals, perhaps, as we get ready to focus in on not the All-Star games tonight, but I think we're focused in on the trade deadline. Let's be real. Anybody out there that would be a wish list kind of guy for the Royals that's attainable, obviously. We'll talk about that when we return.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.